Module E, Practice Paper 11, page 47, Phobias.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome back to our daily program, Meet the Expert. Today we host the famous Dr. Jonas Brook, who wrote the book, Are You Phobic? In his book, Dr. Brook explains in clear, simple language what phobias are and how to deal with them. Interestingly enough, he claims that phobias are extremely widespread in Canada. Good evening, Dr. Brook. Is this really the case?
Good evening, John, and good evening, listeners. Indeed it is. Phobias are very common, and they occur in about 1 out of every 10 Canadians.
Could you define what a phobia is for those listeners who are not familiar with the term?
Certainly, John. A phobia is an excessive and persistent fear of a particular situation, such as being in enclosed places, driving or flying, or of certain things such as rats, spiders, dogs, or even mirrors and numbers. Sometimes it starts in childhood for no apparent reason. Sometimes it emerges after a traumatic event. When the phobic person actually encounters or even anticipates being in the presence of the feared object or situation, he or she experiences immediate anxiety.
Are there any physical symptoms?
Very much so, John. People who suffer from anxiety may experience a racing heart, shortness of breath, sweating and trembling. In extreme cases, they may even pass out.
Oh, that must be very embarrassing. So how do people cope or deal with it?
Commonly, people try to escape and then to avoid the feared situation whenever possible. This may be fairly easy if the feared object is rarely encountered. For example, snakes. In these cases, avoidance will not limit the person's life too much. At other times, however, avoiding the feared situation can disrupt a person's life very much. This is particularly true for a social phobia, where there is often a fear of being negatively evaluated by others. And you can't avoid society, can you?
The question remains, how does one cope? You have an answer for that in your book.
First and foremost, it is important to stop avoiding the feared situation by using the graded exposure technique. This means confronting the least feared situation first, before moving on to the more threatening ones. A good example would be the treatment for arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. Somebody with a phobia of spiders might use the following graded steps. First, the person should read about spiders and then look at and touch a photograph of a spider. Later, the person should look at and touch a plastic model of a spider. Looking at and touching a jar with a small spider in it would be the next step. After accomplishing this, the person should try to take the spider out of the jar. A final step could be to pick up a large spider, but only if you are sure it isn't poisonous, of course. To help manage the anxiety experienced during the exercises, relaxation and breathing techniques can be used. However, if you are not successful in doing it by yourself, my advice is to seek professional help.
That was a comprehensive and detailed explanation of the subject, Dr. Brook. Would you like to add anything else?
Yes, John. I would like to say something to the listeners. If you have a phobia, there is still hope for you. Phobias can be cured. Remember when you were a child and suffered from clinophobia, the fear of going to bed, because of boogiephobia, the fear of the boogeyman, and because of acluophobia, the fear of darkness? Now there's every chance that you go to bed without checking your closet or looking under your bed for monsters, and that you don't get in a panic when the lights go out.
Thank you, Dr. Brook, and good night, listeners. Tune in again tomorrow.